What if your tween isn't slacking this week? What if they're just in the boring middle of something? Hey, I'm Marina Joy. Welcome to week 11 of the 12-week homeschool challenge. We are in deep. We have talked about all sorts of things. The rhythms are mostly there, systems in place. Everyone's probably kind of tired if you have been following through and implementing some of these things. This is the stretch where you're not starting anything new, but you're not quite done. And your kid is like, do I have to do this today? Like, do I really have to do this today? Now, I realize this video might be coming to you when you are done your school year. And we're going to talk about how you can implement some of this stuff during the summer, but it's also something to tuck away just for future as you are thinking about the upcoming school year. So when they say, do we have to do this? Or, oh my goodness, this is so dumb. Yeah, the answer is yeah, yes, we do. So I'm here to help you guide you so you can guide your tween through that final stretch, past that messy, boring, mundane middle without losing your mind or your voice, or your last thread of patience. Because this week, it's not about learning new material, it's about learning to finish what you started. And that is hard. Now, if you hang out for a few minutes, we're going to be talking about all sorts of things. You're going to leave with a dead simple way to help your tween push through this not so fun part. I'm going to give you a reframe that'll make energy management make way more sense, and a family motto that you can borrow that'll stick in their head. So if you are joining me live, welcome and type hashtag live in the chat so I can say hi later. And if you're watching the replay, type hashtag replay so I can reach out and say hi. Before we get into it, tell me this. What is your go-to move when your kid hits that, I just don't want to do it wall? What do you do? What do you do? This might be the way the week that that is happening for you. You ask them to do something and they are just digging their heels in. They don't want to do it. What do you do? All right, first thing, you don't have to feel like it to finish. I know this isn't new to you. Sometimes we just need a reminder. I know I need a reminder. Maybe you need the reminder, and your tween definitely needs the reminder that you don't have to feel like doing something to finish it. Most of the time, we think, huh, I've got to have this full-on feeling of motivation in order to do the thing. And if I don't feel motivated, well, I'll just wait until I'm motivated and then do it. That doesn't work so well. Motivation doesn't just come. You probably know this from your own life. Maybe you have put things aside and you're just like, ah, I'm just not motivated to do this. I'm just gonna wait until I feel like doing it. And if it's anything like dusting at my house, I never feel like doing it. We could have mountains of dust. So sometimes you just gotta do the thing, whether you feel motivated or not. And the motivation, it might show up later as you start doing the thing and seeing the benefit of doing the thing. Or you might not. It doesn't matter, but you'll see the result of having done it. Maybe your tween is learning piano. Maybe they loved it when they first started, and then a couple months in, they're like, oh, I already know this piece. Why do I have to play it again? Or this is too hard, and they just don't want to do it. That excitement, that initial excitement is gone. But when we persevere, that's how we get good. That's how we build mastery. So when you've done the hard part of the initial phase of learning that new thing, Now we need to keep going. Or perhaps they started it and the project was fun at the beginning, and now there's just this mundane bit that you just have to put all the pieces together in order to get to the final result, and it's boring. Let's not beat around the bush about it. Let's call it what it is. That's okay. But that is where real growth happens. So we don't want to chase motivation. We just want to show up and keep showing up. And that is what is going to make them stronger. Secondly, we talk about managing time. So we have these things to do. We know we need to push through. And then we say, okay, well, just manage your time so you can get it done. But what we really need to think about is managing energy. Have you ever noticed that if you are full of energy, ideas flow? You get into a flow state, you get the work done in a timely fashion. If you are tired and dragging your feet, and you've got a headache, and nothing is working the way it should. It takes forever. Even if you technically have time to do the thing. For example, maybe your tween technically has time at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to do a math assignment, to practice piano, to even read a book, even something they enjoy. They technically have time. When you look at the calendar and you look at the activities that are planned for that time, it is clear. Time is available. And yet, if their brain is mush by then, we know that it's not going to go well. So here's what you can do. Help them start recognizing their patterns. It's going to be different than your patterns. That is okay. When do they function best? When do they do their best work? When do they zone out? And it doesn't matter how long they stare at the page, nothing is going to be computing. What things require more mental energy and less mental energy? And then how can you sort of match those so you're doing your high energy things at the time when you have energy and your low energy things at the times where you have lower mental energy? So we're not just shoving everything at them and say, okay, figure out when to do the things. You're going to have to walk them through it. You're going to have to help them be aware because they're not that self-aware yet, usually. So we want to bring about this self-awareness one thing at a time. So when would be a good time? Okay, give that a try. So they can optimize their day, figure out when their brain works best so they can do the hard stuff then. So instead of making the mundane even harder, move it to the time when they have energy so it'll be less hard. It'll still be hard, it'll still be mundane, but they might have more capacity to do it. And finally, we want to plan the flight, fly the plan. That's what my husband always says. You know, when I'm thinking, oh, let's change course here because we're sort of in the middle of a messy middle, things are kind of mundane. And I think, oh, I just need a little excitement. Oh, doesn't the grass look greener over there? Let's try that. And we want to plan the flight. When we're in a good frame of mind, we're thinking clearly, we plan that flight, we know it's going to get us to our destination. And then, regardless of what we're feeling, remember the first point, regardless of what we're feeling, we're going to fly that plan. We're not going to change course just because we feel like it, just because there might be something shiny and new over here. We're just going to stay the course. Now, there is something that I do that I had done with my kids when we were homeschooling, And that is every month they have a no questions asked day off. Because sometimes you just need a day. A day just to regroup. That is okay. But it's once a month. And you need to claim it in the morning. So you can't claim it in the middle of that difficult math page or in the middle of, you know, you're writing your essay and you hit a wall and you're just like, I'm taking the rest of the day off. No, they need to claim it at the beginning of the day and say, hey, I need today. Today is my day. So it teaches them to rest and take time to recharge proactively instead of being reactive. And we're not ditching the whole plan just because the day gets hard. We're saying, hey, I need a day to regroup. They're going to take that day to regroup. They're going to feel like it's a luxury. It feels decadent to have that day to recharge. And then they're going to come back the next day refreshed and ready to show up regardless of how they feel the next day. They're going to be ready to follow through, to finish. This is something that I am still practicing, and I'm guessing that it might be something that you're still practicing too. And that's okay. So every day we look and we say, we made the plan, let's fly the plan. Life isn't always exciting, but it's in the doing and showing up when you don't feel like it that you build confidence. Your tween will build confidence because they know when the going gets tough, they're going to get through it. They're going to accomplish that thing and they're going to feel really good about it. Now, something that I can't remember where I learned about it initially, but they talk about playing the movie in your mind. And we want to think about future consequences, meaning positive or negative. So if I take today and I'm in the middle of something and I decide to not do it. So I'm going to play that movie in my head and imagine, all right, what will happen if I don't do this? Then what happens? And then what is the consequence of that? And what is the consequence of that? And you play it out as far as you can to see, huh, look at that ripple effect. By giving in and saying, I can't handle the mundane, I'm going to quit today. Look at 2 weeks out what happens. What opportunities are you going to miss? Then play it the other way. If you do this, what is the ripple effect? What opportunities can you take down the road because you did the mundane thing today? So when you're talking with your kids and this is being a struggle, do this mental play the movie in your mind game so they can start to visualize. And not with this, not just with this, but when they have other decisions, it can be, okay, we'll play the movie. What's going to happen? Do you still want to do it? It helps you make decisions. All right, so what does that mean for the summer? You probably, unless you're homeschooling year-round, you probably have a bit of free time in the summer. So what is one thing your tween could do this summer that will stretch their perseverance muscle? Something that it may be fun, but they're still going to have to persevere. Maybe it's swimming lessons. Maybe they're learning how to bake. Maybe they're training for a running race. Maybe they're writing a story. Maybe they're saving money for something, and it's sometimes hard to save when you want to spend it on other stuff. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as it takes time. So think of something that could take, you know, the next 2 months. Consistency, they have to continually follow through, and maybe some repetition to practice something. And then when they want to quit, because they will, because it gets tough in the middle, then you remind them, we're the kind of people that just do the thing. Now, when my girls were in this stage, I may have said a time or two, suck it up, princess. Just do it. And that got to be the thing. Like, we just suck it up and we do it, whether we feel like it or not. And we don't say that in a harsh way. It's just like, we do have to take responsibility and just do the thing. And this suck it up, princess became kind of like this running joke, this rallying cry, a reminder to persevere even on days when you don't feel like doing the thing. And then I remember hearing my tween say that to a friend. And then I knew, okay, we've gotten through. And that's a life skill they're going to carry forever. They're going to have it in their head. I just got to suck it up and do it. Because that's what we do. We do hard things. And then, we play the movie and we get that result. So I hope this has been helpful in thinking about how to get through that mundane, muddy middle that is inevitable. So let me know in the comments, what summer project or idea have you got brewing that your tween can do that will help them persevere, that will give them an opportunity to persevere? I'd love to know what it is. So post it in the comments. And next week is our final week of the challenge. I hope to see you there. Keep it up, persevere. And I will see you next time.